Delaware Republican Lee Murphy is hoping the third time is the charm, as they say, as he mounts another campaign to unseat Delaware's only member of the U.S. House, Democrat Lisa Blunt Rochester. WHYY's Johnny Perez Gonzalez has more.
Lisa Blunt Rochester won 58% of the vote over Murphy in 2020. In 2018, Murphy lost in the Republican primary for the seat to a very unconventional candidate, Scott Walker. Despite those defeats, Murphy is challenging Blunt Rochester again. The two met up last week for a debate at the University of Delaware discussing their differences on the economy, abortion, and gun violence. They tussled over requiring law enforcement to use body cameras, something Murphy opposes but Blunt Rochester supports.
Body-worn cameras are both a positive for police because they actually have proof if they need it, but it's also an accountability piece.
Murphy argued against her claim that Republicans in Congress aren't even supporting the police with passing protection legislation.
Congresswoman, you haven't really supported the police. You haven't been out front. You haven't raised your voice to support the police.
I think it's wrong, disingenuous, for you to say I have not been supportive of the police. Maybe that's your opinion, but for me, I'm trying to support everyone. We had a saying when I ran that when Lisa goes to Washington, we all go to Washington. Again, if Republicans in Congress mean it, then they need to put their vote where their mouth is and vote to support law enforcement.
A recent poll showed Blunt Rochester leading the race 50% to Lee's 33%. From the Delaware desk, Johnny Perez Gonzalez, WHYY News.